Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
You know, if you're a consumer and you're looking for immediate gratification and you're buying things that depreciate and go down in value, if you are in any way challenged financially, just know that that's not going to assist. That's going to burden you further. You buy a house, about a quarter of it is a storage area. It stores a garage for things that go down in value. It stores pantries and closets that go down in value. And if you fill your day with consumable items all the long time and look for immediate gratification, it may be transient at best. It's fleeting as far as the pleasure. And then 30 days later, when you're paying the bill, maybe that doesn't even last that long. You may find that that's now the pain. So if you're going to buy things, you want to prioritize what you're buying. Prioritize your time. Prioritize everything in your life, who you hang out with, what you're doing. You know, give yourself permission to take command of how you want it. And just know that consumerism can be a detriment. You know, you can just fill your things up with stuff that's shallow, that's temporary, that gives you a momentary high. Now, if you're buying something that's deeply meaningful and it's really a priority to you and it is investing in some sort of a skill and talent that's honoring people for great achievements and great artwork or something, or great, artistic or creative work, then fantastic. But if you're just immediately gratifying your needs and looking for a temporary fix to give you retail therapy to get a high, just know that it's wiser to go fill your day with more meaningful things, because if you fill your day with high priority actions that do inspire you, that really do have meaning, that really are fulfilling, you're less likely to be in your amygdala looking for immediate gratification and trying to buy consumables that go down in value to devalue you. Anytime you're doing lower priority things, you devalue yourself. And then you'll go buy things to make you temporarily feel better about yourself. Wiser to go out and do something that's really meaningful, that makes a difference in people's lives, that feel fulfilling and serving. You know, I had somebody come and contact me just yesterday, somebody I hadn't talked to for 39 years. And they just called to say thank you. Something I did 39 years ago that I kind of faded in my, I didn't even know I did some of it. And it's really fulfilling to know that they called and said, thank you. Wow. And I don't know, it's at least for me, I do appreciate when I go out and get to do something that's meaningful and get make some sort of difference that makes people feel like they're fulfilling their goals and dreams. They're thankful and I'm thankful. I'd say fill your day with that instead of being trapped by consumerism that's transient, that sometimes filling up a house with stuff and then you end up having, you know, stuff run your life. You know, do something that's meaningful. Prioritize what you're doing every single day and prioritize your wealth. If you buy things that go up in value, you'll go up in value. If you buy things that go down in value, you'll probably go down in value. So just know that, appreciate yourself, appreciate your time, appreciate the work that you've done, appreciate how you spend your money and use it wisely. Don't be just a consumer that's just buying something just because you need a fix. Do it because you want to buy something that's meaningful, that's inspiring, that makes a difference in your life and the people you care about.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.